Scenario 14. Entertainment and Hobbies. Real Scene 3. Horses and Other Animals. Anyone who has ever loved an animal knows that there is a tender soul and great intelligence and feeling in this creature. Sherry Dobby. My goal. After completing scenario 14, I will be able to correctly use model auxiliary verbs and adverbs of probability. I will also be able to use models to express the concepts of prohibition, obligation, and permission, as well as the passive voice. I will learn about animal intelligence and animal care through the reading material. Introductory questions. Number 1. Do you believe animals have feelings? Number 2. Why do you think pets are important for people? Number 3. What organizations do you know that protect animals?
Do animals have feelings? It seems that the ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle discovered emotions in animals. In his book, The History of Animals, he said, "Some are good-tempered, sluggish, and a little prone to ferocity, as the ox. Others are quick-tempered, ferocious, and unteachable, as the wild boar." In modern society, the idea that animals have some of the same feelings as man is winning advocates. Animal rights activists point to the concept as a reason to end man's exploitation of animals. The reformers are getting help from biologist Mark Bekoff of the University of Colorado, who has compiled a new book, The Smile of the Dolphin, in which dozens of animal researchers explain why they believe animals have emotions. The Grieving Chimp. In the book Smile of the Dolphin, primate expert Jane Goodall recounts the grief experienced by a chimpanzee child named Flint after his mother, Flo, died in Africa's Gombe National Park. Over the next 3 weeks, Flint became increasingly lethargic. He stopped eating and he avoided other chimps, isolated in the vegetation close to where he'd last seen Flo, she writes. The sad-eyed mourner made his way to the spot where his mother had lain next to a stream and stared into the water until he died. Chimpanzees, whose genetics differ from ours only by 1%, can't be said to weep, for they don't shed tears, yet they show behaviour that's associated with sadness, depression and grief in humans. Soft whimpering, crying sounds, listlessness, lack of appetite, avoidance of others. But are such animals truly sad in the sense that they realise something is lost that will never be regained? How can they be said to be happy, sad or angry if they don't perceive themselves as a separate being, the sceptics ask. Others say it's credible to count apes as capable of feeling, but a broad stretch to attribute emotions to lions or sheep. Mark Bekoff, professor of ecology and evolutionary biology at the University of Colorado, Boulder, says, "Does my dog, Flint, reflect and say, 'I'm sad'? I don't know, but he's behaving as if he's sad, and there's no reason to believe that he is not sad." Bekoff adds that when anyone who lives with a dog knows when they are happy, sad, or fearful.
Mother-infant bond. Jack Panksepp, an expert in neural science at Bowling Green State University in Ohio, says he witnessed the power of a mother-infant bond when his two female cats, a mother and daughter, each gave birth in closets on opposite ends of his long ranch-style home. The mother cat gave birth first, and the daughter, while awaiting her baby's arrival, took charge of the mother's brood, carrying them to her nest. Then we had a few days of chaos as mother and daughter repeatedly ferried the kittens between their domains. Panksepp recounts, We know many of the neural chemistries that activate these strong maternal feelings. At the basic emotional level, all mammals are remarkably similar. So what does it mean to believe that animals have feelings? It means they are not just objects with which we can do what we please, Bekoff says, but the broader implications of viewing animals with more sensitivity could mean dramatic societal changes, like stopping the factory production of meat for humans, or granting animals more rights. I think it will have a subtle, slow impact, says Bekoff, who's a vegetarian. I think the world is going to be different.
Human-animal bond. Clinton Saunders, a professor of sociology at the University of Connecticut, writes that he studied a guide dog training program to find out more about the social bond between dogs and people. For people who depend on dogs for special assistance, knowing their animal companion's thoughts, processes, and feelings is central to building an effective alliance, Saunders says. The visually impaired people with whom I talk often spoke of the special pleasures their dog derived from doing the work they were trained for, and, in contrast, the embarrassment they obviously felt when they made mistakes.
Speaking activity. Do you think animals have feelings? Provide an argument for your position. Have you ever had a close relationship with an animal?
Grammar structure 1. Using modal auxiliary verbs and adverbs of probability. Modal auxiliary verbs are used to enhance or restrict the main verb. Verb. Could. Use. Express possibility. Example. I could pay my taxes. Will. Expresses future intent. I will pay my taxes. Must. Expresses strong obligation. I must pay my taxes. Adverbs of probability tell us the likelihood of something happening. Example. The rain could possibly cause flooding. The rain will probably cause flooding. The rain will definitely cause flooding. Writing. Exercise 1. Your horse seems lethargic, and you want to ask your friends for advice. Write sentences using the following phrases. It could mean. It might mean. It must mean. Maybe it means. Perhaps it means. It probably means.
Horses. The horse, Equus ferus caballus, is a sizable hoofed mammal, one of 7 modern species of equus. It has long played an important role in transport, whether ridden or used for pulling a chariot, carriage, horse-drawn boat, stagecoach, tram or plough. They are also used for food in some countries. Though horses may have been domesticated in one isolated locale in 4500 BC, the unequivocal date of domestication and use as a means of transport dates to no earlier than 2000 BC, as evidenced by the Sintashta chariot burials. The donkey, a close cousin of the horse, was likely domesticated and used for transport around 3000 BC. Until the mid-20th century, armies used horses extensively in warfare. Soldiers still call the groups of machines that now take the place of horse on the battlefield cavalry units. The idea of a purebred horse became important in Europe during the 19th century, but selective breeding has been practiced everywhere man has kept horses. The Arabs had a reputation for breeding their prize mares to only the most worthy stallions and kept extensive pedigrees of their horses. During the late Middle Ages, the Carthusian monks of southern Spain, themselves forbidden to ride, bred horses which nobles throughout Europe prized. The lineage survives to this day, and the Andalusian horse, or caballo de pura raza, español. The modern practice of breed designation presents a complicated picture. Some breeds have closed stud books. A registered thoroughbred Arabian or quarter horse must have two registered parents of the same breed to apply for registration. Other breeds tolerate limited infusions from other breeds. The modern Appaloosa, for instance, must have at least one Appaloosa parent, but may also have a quarter horse, thoroughbred or Arabian parent, and must exhibit spotted coloration to gain full registration. Still other breeds, such as most of the warm-blood sport horses, require individual judging of an individual animal's quality before registration or breeding approval. Breed registries also differ as to their acceptance or rejection of breeding technology. For example, all thoroughbred registries require that a registered thoroughbred be a product of a natural mating. A foal born of two thoroughbred parents by means of artificial insemination is barred from the thoroughbred stud book. Some other breed registries allow artificial insemination, embryo transfer, or both.
Grammar structure 2. Using models to express prohibition, obligation, and permission. Prohibition. You can't ride a Mustang. Obligation. You have to ride a Mustang. Permission. You can ride a Mustang. You aren't allowed to play polo in this club. You've got to play polo in this club. You're allowed to play polo in this club. Writing. Exercise 2. Find the meaning of these international signs. Match each sign with the correct meaning. A. Not playing football. B. Swimming allowed. C. Radioactive materials. D. Drinking water. E. Smoking is not allowed. F. Fasten seatbelt. G. Wear hard hats. H. Recyclable. I. No dogs allowed.
Horse gates. All horses move naturally in four basic gaits: walk, trot, canter, English riding, or lope, Western riding, and gallop. The walk is a four-beat lateral gait in which a horse must have 3 feet on the ground and only 1 foot in the air at any time. The walking horse will lift first a hind leg, then the foreleg on the same side, then the remaining hind leg, then the foreleg on the same side. To get a horse into walk from halt, one must gently squeeze the sides of the horse and release the pressure on the reins. To get a horse to walk from trot, one must take a sitting trot and gently apply pressure on the reins.
The trot is a two-beat diagonal gait in which a foreleg and opposite hind leg, often called diagonals, touch the ground at the same time. In this gait, each leg bears weight separately, making it ideal to check for lameness or for stiffness in the joints. To get a horse to trot from a walk, you must soften your reins and apply more pressure with the leg. There are two types of trots. With a rising trot, the rider stands up slightly in the saddle each time the horse's outside front legs go forward. A sitting trot is when the rider sits in the saddle and goes with the horse's movement. The canter or loop, is a three-beat gait in which the foreleg and opposite hind leg strike the ground together, and the other two legs strike separately. A cantering horse will first stride off with the outside hind leg, then the inside hind and outside fore together, then the inside front leg, and finally a period of suspension in which all four legs are off the ground. When cantering in a straight line, it does not matter which foreleg goes first, but both leads should receive equal practice time. Otherwise, the horse may become one-sided or develop a reluctance to canter on a specific lead. In the arena, the horse should canter on the inside lead.
When making a fairly tight turn, the inside leg, the one nearest to the center of the turn, should lead, as this prevents the horse from falling in. To get a horse to canter on the correct leg from a trot, one must go into sitting trot, place their outside leg slightly behind the girth, and squeeze with the inside leg. To get a horse to canter from gallop, one must alter the position of the body slightly back in the saddle, then place the outside leg behind the girth to allow the horse to canter on the correct leg, and apply pressure on the reins. Also called lope when riding in a Western show class, the canter is not a natural gait, but a restrained form of a gallop. The gallop is another four-beat gait which follows a similar progression to the canter, except the two paired legs land separately, the hind leg landing slightly before the foreleg. The gallop also involves having a leading leg. When turning at a very rapid rate, it is even more important that the horse use the appropriate lead, leading with the left leg if making a left turn and the right leg if making a right turn. The faster the turn, the more the horse needs to lean into the turn. Horses that are usually galloped in a straight line need to be forced to alternate leads so that they do not suffer a muscular imbalance and subsequent difficulty making turns in one direction or the other. To get a horse to gallop, the rider must alter his position so he is slightly more forward in the saddle. Then he should allow the horse its head and gently kick the horse's sides.
Some horses have gaits other than the most common four mentioned before. These horses are called gaited horses. A tolt is a four-beat running walk that can be ridden at any speed, from slow dancing steps to galloping. This beat is natural to the Icelandic breed. A pace is a lateral two-beat gait, more commonly used in racing. In the pace, the legs move in lateral pairs. It is similar to the trot. However, in a trot, the legs move in diagonal pairs. In most countries, pacers are raced in front of a sulky, open-mouthed, two-wheeled vehicle drawn by one horse. These horses are commonly called pacers because of their unique gait. The Corto, Largo, and Fino are the smooth, four-beat gaits performed by Pasofinos. Similar natural four-beat gaits are found in breeds such as the Peruvian Paso. The Corto occurs naturally and is similar to the trot in speed. The Largo is extended and high speed, and the Fino is very collected. This is the gait emphasized in high-level competition. Wildlife Conservation Organizations. World Wildlife Fund. The World Wildlife Fund, WWF, aims their work at protecting biodiversity on a global scale. The WWF works with multilateral and bilateral agencies to promote sustainable development in the world's poorest countries. Its aims are threefold: to protect natural areas and wildlife populations, to minimize pollution, and to promote efficient, sustainable use of natural resources. The WWF focuses their efforts at multiple levels, starting with wildlife, habitats, and local communities, and expanding up through governments and global networks. The WWF views the planet as a single complex web of relationships between species, the environment, and human institutions such as government and global markets. International Crane Foundation. The International Crane Foundation, ICF, was established by founders George Archibald and Ron Sowie in 1973 on a horse farm in Baraboo, Wisconsin. The ICF works around the world to protect cranes and the habitats on which they depend. Although they focus on cranes, their work is valuable on a wider scale, giving insights into endangered species management, wetland ecology, habitat restoration, and the critical need for international cooperation. The ICF provides education about cranes on three levels: local, national, and international. In addition to educating people about cranes, the ICF also conducts captive breeding and reintroduction of cranes into the wild.
Wildlife Conservation Society. The Wildlife Conservation Society, WCS, is another group working for the protection of animals and wildlife. The WCS supports zoos and aquariums while promoting environmental education and conservation of wild populations and their habitats. They also offer educational resources and a wide variety of conservation programs. Their efforts are focused on a select group of animals, including bears, big cats, elephants, great apes, hoofed mammals, cetaceans, and carnivores. Their conservation projects stretch around the globe and are at work in regions including Africa, Asia, Latin America, and Caribbean, North America, and throughout the world's oceans. The Wildlife Conservation Society was established in 1895 as the New York Zoological Society. Its mission was, and is, to promote wildlife protection, foster the study of zoology, and create a top-notch zoo. Today, not one but five wildlife conservation zoos exist in the state of New York, the Bronx Zoo, and Central Park. PETA. PETA was founded in 1980 and is dedicated to establishing and defending the rights of all animals. PETA operates under the simple principle that animals are not ours to eat, wear, experiment on, or use for entertainment. PETA educates policymakers and the public about animal abuse and promotes kind treatment of animals. PETA is an international nonprofit charitable organization based in Norfolk, Virginia, with affiliates worldwide. PETA believes that animals have rights and deserve to have their best interests taken into consideration, regardless of whether they are useful to humans. Like you, they are capable of suffering and have an interest in leading their own lives. The very heart of all of PETA's actions is the idea that it is the right of all beings, human and non-human alike, to be free from harm. Our world is plagued with many serious problems, all of which deserve our attention. Cruelty to animals is one of them. We believe that all people should try to stop animal abuse whenever and wherever they can. PETA focuses its attention on the four areas in which the largest numbers of animals suffer the most intensely for the longest periods of time: on factory farms, in laboratories, in the clothing trade, and in the entertainment industry.
Grammar Structure 3. Simple Passive. The passive voice is used: A. When the object of a sentence is more important than the subject. The city was destroyed by the volcano. B. When the subject of the sentence is unknown. This cheese was made in Canada. It is common in formal and scientific writing. You can use the passive voice in all tenses. Use the correct form of be plus the past participle of the verb. Research spot. Look for more information about 1. Local animal protection organizations. 2. Endangered animal species.